Sechta Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. We learned yesterday that someone has a right to passel the edim of his adversary in court if they are a karav or a pasel. So Mishnah Beis continues on that theme. Amar loy, neman alai abba, neman alai avicha. What happens if the defendant or the plaintiff says, you know what, I technically have a right to passel your aid because they're a relative, they're your father, but I accept it. I'm okay with your father testifying. So either the plaintiff or the defendant basically waives his right to passel the aid, even though the aid's apparent. Or similarly, he has a right to passel the aidim of his adversary in court because they're a shepherd. And a shepherd is disqualified either because they're amei aretz and they don't know the halacha, or because they're not careful with gezeila. Sometimes they let their sheep graze in other people's fields. So even though he has a right to passel the aidim because they're shepherds, but he waives his right. He says, I allow it. So, and then at the end of the court case, let's say he's losing, and he says, you know what, I want the aidus thrown out, they were possel. So originally he waived his right, and then later on he changes his mind and he wants to have that testimony thrown out. So Meir says that the defendant only has the right to change his mind, and he has the right to disqualify the edim, even though he originally waived it. But however, that's only for the defendant, not for the plaintiff. The Chachamim say no. Once you waive your right to disqualify an aid, because they're a karav or a pasul, you can no longer retract, whether you're the defendant or the plaintiff, and therefore the testimony would stand. Now, similar case, similar halacha. But in this case, instead of there being edus involved, there's a shvua. So sometimes what happens is in dine mamonis, instead of bringing a raya, a person only has to make a shvua. And by making a shvua, that then entitles you to collect on something. So let's say Reuven is chayav a shvua to Shimon. Now normally what would happen is that Reuven would have to go into Beis Din, and it's a very scary procedure. They would give him a Sefer Torah, take him into a dark room, make him make a shvua while holding the Sefer Torah. It was a very scary procedure. And a lot of times people would balk at making a shvua because they were just scared of the whole concept. So what happens if Shimon says to Reuven, you know, I'm not going to make you go to Beis Din. We're in my living room. Make a shvua here in my living room. And that'll be enough for me. And if you make the shvua here in my living room, I'll pay you what you're asking for without requiring you to go to Beis Din. So that's the case. So Reuven was chayev a shvua to Shimon. And Shimon said, "Darli b'chayi roishcha, that swear here right now on the life of your head," meaning make the shvua here in my living room. I won't shut up you to court. And he taka does the shvua, and then afterwards Shimon changes his mind and he says, I'm dissatisfied, I changed my mind, I want to make you go to Beis Din for the shvua. But Meir says that you can change your mind and you can make him go into Beis Din and make a new shvua. Again, the Chachamim hold that you can't retract. Once you allowed Reuven to make the shvua outside of Beis Din, you can't retract. And once again, the halacha follows the Chachamim. Now Mishnah Gimel is going to get into specifics of who is pasul to say edus. Ve'elu hein apsulin. So the following people are pasul to say edus, and certainly they're pasul to be a judge. Hamasachik bekuvya, someone who gambles. Because someone who gambles, he's one shot is he's either not careful with other people's money, because when someone gambles, he expects to win. So when someone loses in gambling, it's a shayla of geneva, because when the person pays you for their gambling loss, they're not really giving it to you wholeheartedly, and therefore it's a shayla of geneva. The other pshat of why a gambler is pasul to edus is because gamblers have to bluff, and since they bluff, they're used to lying, and they're not careful about saying the truth, and therefore we're worried that when it comes to saying edus, a gambler may also be prone to lie. V'hamalva beribis, somebody who lends in ribis, or someone, and this also includes someone who pays ribis as well, meaning the borrower who pays ribis, he's also a pasul. U'mafriche yoinim, somebody who flies pigeons, and I'll just mention the pshat in the Gemara, one pshat in the Gemara, which is that he's very similar to a gambler, he raises pigeons, and therefore he's going to be pasul for the same reason that a gambler is. V'saychere shvias, somebody who does business with shvias produce. The produce that grows in Shvias, so it's mutter for a person to eat it, but he's not allowed to take it and sell it and do business with it. And therefore, someone who does business with Shvi'as produce, he is going to be pasul le'edus. Now the Mishnah just digresses to tell us a side point regarding Shvi'as produce. Amar Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, "Betchila, in the beginning, hayu kairin oisan oisvei Shvi'as. They used to call the name of people who would hoard Shvi'as produce in their houses. They used to call them oisvei Shvi'as, which means Shvi'as grabbers or Shvi'as stockpilers." Because Shvi'as produce, even though you're allowed to take it and eat it, but you're not allowed to take a ton of food and gather it up and hold it for months. Either because it looks like you're going to sell it, or because that goes against what the Torah allows. The Torah only allows you to take it to eat it, but doesn't allow you to take it to store it. Now, that was originally. However, what happens is, when the Romans came and they would just... they would increase their demands for taxes. They would just declare exorbitant taxes on the people. And therefore, during the Shvi'as years, when the people were not doing their normal business, they had trouble paying the taxes. So what happened is the Chachamim, so the Mishnah tells us, Misha Rabu Anasin, when the oppressors of Klal Yisrael declared and demanded excessive taxes, Chazru L'Krois and Soichrei Shvi'as. So then Chazal called them Soichrei Shvi'as, meaning they said that people are now allowed to stockpile Shvi'as. Why? Because you need the Shvi'as produce, you need to sell it, at least at cost, in order to get enough money to pay the taxes. However, Chazal said, yeah, we're going to allow you to sell it at cost, but we don't want anyone making a profit. We just want people to be able to pay their taxes. So if there were still Rishayim out there who would go and do business and make profit off of Shvi'as, so then they were called, in a derogatory term, they were called Soichrei Shvi'as, which means Shvi'as merchants, because they, unlike the Heter, they were going and making a profit on the Shvi'as produce, which Chazal did not let. Rabbi Yehuda says, now going back on the case of Masachik Bekovya and on the pigeon racers, Emasai, when are these people, when is the pigeon racer and the gambler pasul edus? Bismach ein lem umanus elahi. When that is their sole occupation. In other words, the only thing that they do, the only way they make a living is by gambling. Avol yesh len umanus, but if they have a occupation, they have a job, shalohi, besides for the gambling, in other words, they do the gambling on the side, but their main job, their main occupation is something else, then they are going to be kosher to be edim, and they will not be considered psulei le'edus.